Here's Green between the circles. Wrist shot, sliding block. Green got it back, shoots and scores! And there it is for the Green Machine. Goals in 8 consecutive games and a new National Hockey League record by defenseman. Goals in 8 in a row for Mike Green.
We left you last week with Mike Green tying the NHL record for goal scoring streak by a defenseman. So we begin this week with the Caps blue liner setting a new standard. Steve Colby, the call on Federal News Radio in Washington. Green's streak came to an end one game later against Florida, but then it was Alex Ovechkin who put on the show.
This is where the Capitals need Ovechkin in the third. Alex Ovechkin has 7 coming. Here's Ovechkin, shoots and scores! Alex Ovechkin, 5-hole on Tomas Vokoum with only 2:31 left to play in the third. He's done it again. His 19th goal in the third period of the season.
Just as in his previous three seasons, Ovechkin reaches the 40-goal plateau. His marker with 2:31 to play broke a 2-2 tie, and then he finished off his 8th career hat trick and 3rd of the season with an empty netter. While Ovechkin is piling up goals, Carolina's Eric Staal is leading his draft class.
Rucho in front, plays it off the back of the goal, sends it back to the near side, he scores! To Staal, right for the near faceoff dot. Rucho centering past to Staal, and he wrists it upstairs on a short side of McDonald at 15:49 to make it 4-1.
Chuck Caton, the call on the Hurricanes Radio Network, is Staal, the second overall pick in the 2003 draft, is the first player from that year to reach 150 career goals. A Flyers first for Simon Gagné.
The Flyers with 2 goals quick in the period to take the 4-1 lead. Here comes Gagné with a penalty shot, maybe to ice it. Gagné walked in, faked it, now stuffed it in and scores! And Gagné's got number 22 of the year for a 5-1 lead.
Tim Saunders, the call on WIP in Philadelphia as Gagné scored his second penalty shot goal of the season. Not only is he the first Flyer to score 2 in a season, but since he has 3 in his career, he was already the only player in Flyers history to score more than 1 penalty shot goal. It was an NHL first for Gagné's teammate Mike Richards, who proved that being 2 men down is not always a disadvantage.
Traffic got in front of the net, controlled in the far circle by Chris Drury. He'll back into the high slot, wide, shoot, knock down in front, good block by Braden Colbert. He sends Richards away and he splits the defense. Breakaway, shorthanded, Mike Richards with a shot, he scores! Mike Richards got just enough of it to beat Lundqvist. It's the 14th shorthanded goal for the Flyers this year and the first in 23 games. It's 2-0 Flyers.
Tim Saunders again on WIP as Richards scored his third career 3-on-5 goal, a new NHL record. Ilya Kovalchuk helped pile it on against Anaheim, taking advantage of a miscue by the Niedermeyer brother.
Down low, drops it off for his brother Rob. That was Scott to Rob. Rob lost it though. Thrashers bounce it out. Kovalchuk! He may be off to the races. Left wing side, he has a little break for the net. Shoots, he scores! Ilya Kovalchuk ripping it from the left circle, using Little as the decoy. That is a hat-trick goal!
Dan Kamal with the action on WCNN AM 680 The Fan in Atlanta as Kovalchuk's 11th career hat-trick was part of an 8-4 thrashing of the Ducks. For 2008 first overall draft pick Steve Stamkos, his first career hat-trick came naturally as he scored all 3 goals for the Lightning in a 5-3 setback against Chicago. Dave Mishkin had the call on 620 WDAE, the sports animal in Tampa.
Rebound is going to be collected by Brower. Couldn't clear. Nice keep. Stamkos left point to Robert, center point, right point Eminger. Right circle, Vinny Prospel. A return, Eminger right point, left circle, Stamkos. Score! A hat trick! Steven Stamkos! A natural hat trick for his first 3-goal game in the NHL. The Lightning go up 3-1 with 8:22 left in the second.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.